tough loss today. Thinking on the positive side, if you look back at training camp, who would have thought we'd be sitting here 7-3 right now after 10 games. So, we're in a good position right now. We know that we control our own destiny. But we know that a game like this won't be good enough to continue to compete in this division, compete with a team like Green Bay. Had too many negative plays today, starting driving 1st and 20. We have to cut down on some of those things. But, we have 6 more opportunities, and we have to make the best of those.
Had to leave briefly. What was your injury?
I just landed on my shoulder, landed funny on my shoulder. So I just ran inside, got looked at, and I felt fine.
You guys are the least penalized team in the league coming into this, and to have all of those, how frustrating is that for it to surface in kind of a big game here for you?
Yeah, that wasn't like us. It was uncharacteristic, of us, with all those penalties. So, Coach Zimmer's a tough coach, and, we're going to watch the tape, and I'm pretty sure we're going to, make the corrections. We're going to look at, the penalties and, try not to make the same mistakes next week.
You were able to click with Kyle Rudolph. Why do you think you guys were able to have so much success around the ball together?
Kyle, he's been working hard. And we know that in this offense, like I say every week, a different guy will be featured or a different guy has a chance to make plays. And this week, Kyle stepped up for us. He made some big plays. And we had some favorable matchups with him on those linebackers and safeties. And we like those matchups.
One-on-one matchup there on his long touchdown and see that as an area you might be able to exploit before the snap?
Yeah, definitely. And, it was a familiar look that we had saw, last year. And we knew that we wanted to take advantage if we got that same look. And, we made the best of that play.
It seemed like you were under pressure a lot today.
We know that coming into this game, that was going to be one of their points of emphasis. The past 3 games, I think they hadn't gotten to the quarterback. So we knew that, they had heard about, how they struggled to get to the quarterback and things like that. So we knew that was going to be one of their focuses. And, today they applied some pressures. We're going to clean those things up. And we're going to watch the tape, make corrections, and move forward.
You were 7-3, but with the opportunities that were there for you to take, not only national television against the Packers, continuing the unbeaten streak at home, what do you feel about the opportunities lost, and how can you just not brush those aside, especially with some of the young guys on the team?
Like I said, the unique thing is we control our own destiny. We have a chance to face Green Bay again January 3rd, and right now we just have to, learn from today. Like you said, it was an opportunity that we missed out on. But, I'm still proud of those guys in that locker room. Those guys, continue to compete, for 4 quarters. And the thing about these guys, we stay together. And that's Coach Zimmer's message. As far as to just continue to stay together and believe in ourselves. And I think we have a great group of guys. We're going to continue to do that. And we'll see you next week.
You guys are obviously trying to catch the Packers and surpass them in the NFC North. How do you feel you stack up to the Packers? Or was this just a bad game?
Like I said, we did some things that weren't like us. We had penalties, starting drives on 1st and 20, trying to play catch-up. So, you do those things and you face a team like the Green Bay Packers, a team I think they didn't get their first penalty until the 3rd quarter. So, you face a team like that that's playing clean throughout the day, you're going to eventually take yourself out of the football game. But, our guys, we continue to fight. And, we continue to believe in each other. So, Coach Zimmer's going to get us ready to play Atlanta next week, and I just keep moving forward.
What are you thinking from the sideline when you – I don't know if you saw it live, you looked at the replay, that touchdown pass that Rodgers made there in the 4th quarter.
Typical Aaron Rodgers. He's been doing that his entire career, keeping plays alive, breaking containment, keeping his eyes down the field and making a big play, and he did that today. And I know that's something that we worked on, this week in practice. And I'm pretty sure that the coaching staff, the guys, they'll make the corrections. And I'm pretty sure those guys won't let it happen again.
Teddy, they came in reeling 3 straight losses. Do you have any kind of concerns that maybe this performance today kind of gives them new life and has them getting right back into things?
I can't speak for Green Bay. We have to shift our focus to Atlanta Falcons. So, whatever happens with Green Bay over the next 6-5 weeks, we can't be concerned with that. We have to focus on ourselves, what's in front of us.
Why do you think it was Peterson, Adrian played so well in recent weeks. Why do you think it was such tough sledding getting the running game going today for you guys?
That was another thing that we noticed over the three games, that they weren't stopping the run much, and we knew that, you know, they were going to key on the run, force us to pass the ball, try to get us behind the sticks, put us in passing situations so they could let their pass rushers go. So those guys, they did a good job, you know, in handling some of our run plays. But, you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot on some of those plays. You know, we'll watch the tape, and we'll make the corrections from there.
You and Mike Wallace have just
sacked. You sacked six times. I believe in a couple times you made some pretty slick moves to avoid others. Can you talk about that pass rush you faced today?
You know, as I just said, we knew coming into this game they hadn't sacked the quarterback in the past three games that they lost. So we know that was going to be one of the points of emphasis. And, you know, those guys are fired up, you know, and we know that when they're getting to the quarterback, that's when they play their best football. So those guys did some things today that, you know, we were prepared for. We just didn't execute.
Mike Wallace just missed on a bunch of deep balls this year. Any idea why you've just been off a little bit?
You know, that's something that we're going to continue to work on. And it could go both ways. But we're going to get to practice this week, and, you know, everything that we need to clean up, we're going to try to make sure we do that.
Yeah. What do you believe Green Bay was able to limit you on the rushing game today?
You know, those guys the past 3 weeks struggled stopping the run. So coming into this game, we knew that they were going to key on the run. And those guys did a great job of handling some of the run plays that we ran today. But, you know, for the most part, I think we didn't do some things well today.
Say after the game that you guys just in big games, maybe when the lights are on you, haven't performed well. I mean, anything you can put a finger on as to a team why that hasn't happened?
You know, I don't know, you know, what it was. But like I said, if you have, you know, over 100 yards and penalties in a football game, your chances of winning the game are slim. So we have to cut down on the mistakes, the errors, and, you know, clean some things up.
Would you say this is more that Green Bay had the great plays on Jones and that won the game, or that you guys shot yourselves in the foot and you lost the game? Which is more the prevailing side?
You know, those guys made some plays too, and you can't take that away from them. Green Bay's a good football team, and we knew that. And like I said earlier in the week, that, you know, we're aiming for what they are. You know, they're the defending NFC North champions, and that's something that, you know, we're trying to strive to become. But we knew coming into this game, those guys, you know, had the capability of making big plays, and, you know, those guys did that today. And like I said, we missed out on some opportunities too. So it goes hand in hand. But we'll watch the tape tomorrow, make the corrections, and move forward.
Thank you.